Tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, our renter is an asshole.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
Petra, how is the second week of retirement going?
Well, I don't know. You're the one that's retired.
You're just as retired as I am.
I worked all day. I don't know about you, but I worked all day long.
I worked all day, too. I showed property.
Yep. So, but yeah, I retired from working retirement. Our working retirement.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been interesting. Sleeping later. The property management's what we do full-time now, and that affords us a pretty interesting.
It's been a crazy week.
It has been a crazy week.
It's been a crazy week. I like to sleep in a little bit. I've always enjoyed that and get up, work out if I want to. Like, it's fantastic. And then, like, totally, because I don't like to jump into, you know, the books and the bookkeeping, like, as soon as you hit the ground. I don't like doing that. I like to.
It's odd not getting up at, like, 7:15 and going to work every day and having a set schedule.
Yeah.
I got to say, it's kind of odd. I'll get used to it. I'm already pretty much used to it. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Yeah, you get to kind of decide what you want to do every day. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yes.
I'm spoiled.
You know, and while we were getting ready here, I was listening to old videos. Yeah, I've let you hear some of these before, but I got to tell you, this group, the B-52s, I tell you, their songs they had before they broke big with Love Shack and Rome.
And Rock Lobster.
That was probably, Rock Lobster's kind of an older one, and that's a, and they just had some awesome goofy, didn't take themselves too seriously, but they have some good songs. Anybody out there should check that out. If you like some classic rock and something you might not have heard before.
Is that classic? I don't even know how to categorize B-52s.
Well, it's older, so I'd call it classic
older,
rock.
But it's not really, it's not classic rock. I don't know what that, it's weird.
Like this,
if
private,
you like weird music, you'll love the B-52s.
Well, like this, Your Own Private Idaho, Planet Claire, Channel Z, that's a good song. Like you said, Rock Lobster. And then there's the more, like I said, the Love Shack and the Rome, some of those, but I'm telling you, that old stuff is pretty interesting. It's worth it's worth a listen. I think it's worth a. I think it's worth.
Well, it's worth a listening. I'm not wild about it. I think that one's one that you. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. I don't.
Like, it's not
start
on.
Start pulling my hair out when you start listening to it.
Right. Like, I don't have any of those songs yet on my biking playlist, but I don't know. I think I put Rock Lobster on there, and I'm definitely going to put Planet Claire on my Halloween
playlist. That's valid.
Yeah, that's definitely.
It sounds more like party music to me. Halloween party music. This is what I would categorize B-52s.
I would say that's I'd say that's valid. Yeah, that is a good way to put it. Like Halloween music, Halloween party music. Well, it's the second week of retirement, and almost got in a fist fight. How about that?
This is going to be like the 12 days of Christmas, except it's like the second week of retirement, and I did this week. So I can lean into every story.
Yeah, maybe that's how it'll happen. I mean, I don't know. It's,
yeah. You know, let's go back to, you almost got in a fight this week.
Yeah, and you have to back up a little bit. This is a sort of a convoluted story. But, you know, part of how we are retired is because I got bought out of my regular job, which I had a business partner, multiple location, kind of a medical facility, and I got bought out by him. That's phase one. Phase two was we bought a lot of property. We had some property anyway, but we bought a large chunk of property that we're going to use that as our retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of retired, but we're not.
But it's some work to manage it. It's not obviously not horribly hard.
Right.
And
it's not very much at all.
It's kind of awesome.
Well, and any time that we have ever bought property where there were already renters in that property, we've always ran into problems.
Yeah.
What is the deal with that? Why do people hate it when somebody else buys a building that they're in, that their business is located in, even though we change nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing
rent
changes.
Rent stays the same. You still have the same lease. We're
everything's the same.
Yeah.
But every time we've ever done this, that happens. They get mad because they weren't notified or they wanted some chance to buy the building. That seems to be a common.
That I think that's the, you know, that's the ones that we have the most problems
and these
with.
And these are people that there's no way in hell they could buy a building.
Yeah.
These small places.
Well, sometimes
places.
They are and sometimes they're not. The ones that even think that, the ones that imagine that they could, those are the ones that are the biggest hassle.
It's like they're, for some reason, they think they're entitled to know that their building has been or is being
sold for sale. Yeah.
And they feel slighted because of that. But that's the whole reason you don't tell them, because people go crazy. You'd have people mass moving out, hysteria.
Yeah.
If you told people.
Yeah. And
it's crazy.
And it.
Come on, all you renters
out
there.
We did a very smooth.
Get it together.
Buyout of this. And the reason, and we bought it all as a big chunk. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a big portfolio.
It was a big portfolio. It was a big chunk. And that's why we could buy it at the price that we could. If they broke the buildings up individually, they would all probably have gone for more than the group price.
Right.
And.
Right. The whole point is you get a discount, you buy in bulk.
Yeah. But
this guy, so one of our renters that we inherited a mess, of course. We didn't know we inherited a mess. But he sends, after we've bought this place, he sends us a letter.
From a lawyer.
Yeah, a lawyer. And that's another thing that irks me, is when people don't have the guts to say something to you face to face.
Yeah, and we live on the same block as this building.
We see this guy all the time in person, and his managers of this little store. It's a little comic book ice cream bullshit store. And we see these people all the time.
In and out, no big deal.
And these assholes can't tell you face to face. They got to
hire a lawyer to write a letter.
And all the letter says is that basically we're moving out in April, in a nutshell. We've had problems with the air conditioning from the previous landlord, and we're moving out in April. And I'm like, well, fuck you, asshole.
And they'd signed a lease for another, it's for another full.
About 2.5 years.
Yeah.
About 2 years worth.
Yeah.
$50,000 worth that they're just skipping out on us. Yeah. So, of course, I get the letter and walk over to see what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
Because I am a kind of guy that likes face to face. Tell me what's going on. Maybe we can work it out. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a good faith kind of a thing. And there's just so few people that'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. As we tell this story, we'll go off on little tangents and whatever, but I'll keep the story going. But why do you think that is? Why do you think so many people are so afraid to look somebody in the eye and just have a conversation about something that might actually be confrontational, or you have to tell somebody something that they don't want to hear? Are people just that big a whatever?
Yeah, I know what word you want to use.
I want to use pussy. You seem to don't like that word, but I don't care.
Most people do not like confrontation. I don't like confrontation.
Nobody likes it.
Nobody likes confrontation.
I don't like it either.
But sometimes there is a situation where you have a point of view, I have a point of view, they differ. There may be a confrontation. You have to try to work through it somehow.
And some miscommunication, it can't be done by text. It can't be done by phone call. You have to be in the same room.
To talk to each other about it.
Yeah, to read body language, to work things out. I mean, what are you going to do, text message a million pages back and forth trying to work something out?
I think text and email, it's too easy to
misinterpret.
Yeah, misconstrue things. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's being a dick by text, like being really sarcastic, oh, well, you know, then they'll, you know, later go back. Well, I didn't mean it that way. You just took it wrong. I mean, there's,
right.
But you can't do that when you are face to face.
Right.
Like, no, you know what they mean.
So I go in to talk to this guy. And as I go in, I mean, he's just instantly like abrasive and aggravated and agitated. And I do everything I've ever been taught with customer service with this guy. I let him vent.
Yeah.
I listened without interrupting the whole nine yards about, and he's not really yelling, but he's definitely, his voice is raised. It's that real abrasive, mm-hmm. aggressive.
You're going to listen to me. This yeah. is the way it's going to be.
Yeah. And he tells me,
I'm a businessman and I know what I'm doing.
And he tells me this, he proceeds to tell me this story that the previous landlord, this like 6 months ago, he had some problem with his air conditioner. And he told her that it never did get, that he told the previous landlord, that it never got fixed. And he was moving out and he was actively looking for a place to move out and that he was going to move out. And she said, the previous landlord said, fine, you know, then whatever, then I don't blame you. Then you should move out. And all this stuff that he says happened.
Yeah.
So we go back to the previous landlord.
That we know happened. Very well at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah. And apparently from the previous landlord, none of that happened, or it didn't happen. I mean, they had some problems with their air conditioner. It got fixed. And that was the end of it, according to the last landlord.
Mm-hmm.
So we start wondering, like, all right, somebody is lying to our face.
Yeah. Either. And I'm going to throw in here, too, like, we got a lot of tenants from this previous landlord.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were really worried when they got us as a landlord if things were going to change, because they liked their landlord. They liked her. She was good.
Yeah.
She wasn't some kind of ogre or some kind of bad landlord. So we've got a lot of good piled up on her side here, a lot of good experience.
Well, and we verified and did a little investigating ourselves.
Yeah, we
called the HVAC people and got all the records, and they were there.
Yeah.
And they did say that.
And the receipts.
The receipts. And they did say that they fixed it. There's Chairman Meow. Come on, Chairman Meow,
baby.
Fat cat.
Yes. I have a cat in the lab now.
So we verified all that. So this jerk is basically just using that as an excuse. And he kept saying over and over in the conversation, well, you should have told me you were buying this. We just got a letter just saying that there's a new landlord and blah, blah, blah. You could tell that offended him.
Yeah.
Part of it. So I try to be like, well, look, if you had problems in the past, your HVAC, we're going to fix it now. Forget about whatever issues you had with the past landlord. We're going to fix it. What can I do to help you now? That kind of thing, that kind of customer service stuff.
Yeah.
And he basically is just like, no, my mind's made up. I've already signed papers. I'm moving to a local mall and I've signed papers and my mind's made up. And no matter what you do, nothing you can say is going to change it. And you should have talked to her, to the previous landlord. She's the one that screwed you here and blah, blah, blah. And he just wouldn't listen to anything.
Yeah.
So I left. I'm like, okay, well, let's figure out, you know, what to do from here. Let's see if this guy's really going to leave. What's going on?
Yep.
And so we just leave it at that. And this brings me to my almost fist fight here. So this jackass has the dumbest lease that has ever been signed to man. It's a convoluted mess of a lease about, you know, with the electric. We pay some percentage. He pays some percentage of the electric, and we pay some percentage of the electric. And all this bullshit that's just crazy. So that means that we have to interact with him, not just to get a rent check, but we have to get the electric bill, divide it out, and send him a bill for part of the electric bill.
Yes.
So that's what I walk over the other day.
Yeah. Okay. Is that what? Yeah.
That was the whole reason I went in there in the first place.
Okay.
And in the meantime, by the way, the first conversation with this dude, his name's Charlie, and the little guy he's with is spiky hair Oompa Loompa. So it's going to be Charlie and the Oompa Loompa.
Charlie and the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
So the Oompa Loompa was there.
Yes. And the Oompa Loompa, spiky hair Oompa Loompa guy, he's in like a Christian rock band.
Yeah.
With this spiky ass hair.
He wears a lot of like weird legging pants with saggy butts in them too. He gives off a weird vibe.
It's honestly like a spoof from that movie, like We Are Spinal Tap, like making fun of a rock star wannabe from 1980.
Yeah.
Except this guy's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Fat. And he looks like a little fat Oompa Loompa with spiky hair and pants like David Lee Roth wore in Van Halen in 1982.
But they're sagging now, like in the back, because he hasn't got a butt. So it just looks like he's got a diaper.
And by the way, while we're off on, you know,
and
tangents,
I'm just mean
as we're
to
going,
make fun of the way he looks.
Nah, fuck this guy. God. Fuck this asshole. Like, we have never, I don't know if I've encountered a hyper religious person who was also a business person who wasn't the biggest fucking asshole I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
I think
you said it right. It's hyper religious.
Yeah.
Plus business.
Right.
Like that combination
of people.
It's self-righteous assholes.
Oh, my God. We need to march them straight to the fucking gas chamber.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Just like in Germany, I'm just reading.
No, you can't go there. You can't. No, you don't gas anybody. Never, Hank. No.
Never?
Never.
Well, if there was ever a population that needed exterminated, it's that. And no. I'm talking the hyper crazy religious. I'm not talking your average Joe here. But
good family values or something like that. I understand, but I'm saying that that's too far.
Well, okay. We won't march him to the gas chambers yet.
I try to keep him in line. That was why I was in the...
that's why you come into the story.
Yeah, that's how I come in.
So here's how this plays in. This guy, Charlie, who's the hyper-religious asshole, who actually technically owns a place...
He pays the bills.
He bought this for
his son-in-law.
For Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Because Oompa Loompa is in a
Christian rock band
who can't do shit. So he set him up with this dumbass business.
Just to keep him out of his hair, I think.
I don't know.
Man, whatever. Just so he has some source of income? I don't know.
Keep him under his thumb? I don't know.
I think that's part of it, too.
And then Oompa Loompa guy ended up sleeping with one of the little minimum wage, barely out of college.
That's what I've heard.
That's a fact. We know it for a fact.
Well, and it's... all right, I thought it was awful, and I... Now, after having dealt with this family dynamic over here and seeing the way Charlie treats the Oompa Loompa,
yeah,
it's revenge. It's revenge.
Think it's revenge fucking?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
I do, because I mean, it's horrible. Could you imagine being treated like that?
Oh my gosh.
As a 16-year-old, let alone as a 40-year-old adult.
Yeah, it's insane. So yeah. That's the combination that we're dealing with is Charlie and the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
So I go over to
deliver the bill.
And I don't know what I'm walking into. I have no idea. The guy, Charlie, has been avoiding me for a month. He set up an appointment to meet and talk, and then he would cancel, and then he would avoid me, and he'd set up another meeting, and he'd cancel. He was just ducking and dodging like all these losers do. So I walk over there in person, and I'll admit, I get a little pleasure out of that. I get a little something out of knowing that somebody's ducking and dodging me, mm-hmm. and I've got to walk in and give them a piece of paper, and they have to see me.
Yeah.
I get a little something out of that, I have
like,
to admit.
I'm
a little guilty pleasure.
Your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
So I walk over. Charlie, the aggressive asshole, super religious guy, he's not there. But Oompa Loompa's there. So I give Oompa Loompa the bill. And while I'm there with Oompa Loompa, I start a little conversation about, hey, you know, have you guys thought any more about it? Hey, you know, about my offer? Are you going to stay? Blah, blah, blah. And we get in a conversation. He's like, no, we've signed this lease. And, you know, and we get a little, and it's an okay conversation. Nobody's raising their voice. You know, he's just saying what's happening. And I'm like, well, you know, if you leave, you know I have to sue you, right? I mean, I'm not leaving $50,000 on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. And I'm like, so why can't you guys stay? And we just get in a conversation. And he says, you know, either way, we're going to get sued now because we signed a lease with that mall. And if we break that and stay, they'll sue us. And if we leave, then you'll sue us. And he said some little statement that got me off, that really, that kind of pissed me off. He said something like, and the mall people, you know, they're a big corporation and they're a lot meaner than you're going to be about this. So we're just going to have to, you know, that's a factor. And that's when I kind of, it flipped a bit of a switch. And I said,
I
said, listen, Oompa Loompa, I promise you from the bottom of my soul, nobody will be any more aggressive and pissed off about this than me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or mean about it. You know, you're saying, you're implying the mall was going to be meaner than I was. I'm like,
nobody's going to be meaner than me.
No,
because you spent, I don't know, an hour texting questions to the lawyer, our lawyer, about like, can I sue him for this?
Oh
can
my God. Yes.
Can I sue him for this?
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, so I tell him that, and he's like, yeah, you know, I get it. You're going to sue me. You're going to sue Charlie. You're going to sue that employee over there. You're going to sue my kid. You're going to sue everybody. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's exactly what's going to happen. I am going to sue everybody. And then Oompa Loompa dude, after that, he stops.
Just freezes.
He freezes. Literally does not say another word. Gets up from the table where we've been talking, walks outside of this business, and starts walking in circles around this fucking tree. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Starts walking around a tree, not saying anything to any person, just walking around a tree on the sidewalk in front of this business.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, this has gone to crazy town, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I sit here, let him keep walking? Do I leave? What do I do here? So I sit there another maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow. That's a lot of patience for you.
Yeah. And so I finally figure out that he's just going to keep walking, apparently.
Around and around the tree.
Yep. So I walk outside. I'm like, Oompa Loompa, here's the bill. You know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, leave, I guess. You know, I don't know what's going on. But and then he goes off. You know, when you bring my kid into this, that it just changes this whole thing. I can't believe you would threaten to sue my kid and blah, blah, blah. And I just want to take my kid and hug him and run into the woods right now and get away from him or get him away from you and from monsters like you. I just can't believe you even say things like that. And he's like, and I said, I tried to apologize. Uh-huh. Even though I really wasn't wrong. Like, he's the one brought his kid into it, and I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
He was joking. He told you later he was joking.
Yeah, he was joking. He was being flippant.
So I was trying, at that point, like, to basically explain myself and, like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, offend you about your kid.
Flip your switch.
Yeah. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking anymore. And he would not talk to me. Wouldn't let me do anything.
Yeah.
So I just left with the whatever. All right, so fast forward now. I walk across the street. Our apartment happens to overlook this business. So I see Charlie pull into the business. Oh, first of all, Oompa Loompa guy left. I forgot about that. He yelled into his people. He said something like, I got to leave. I can't be here right now with all this stress. So he got in his car and left. So Oompa Loompa guy leaves. I go across the street. I'm looking out my window. I'm petting Chairman Meow and the whatever. I happen to see Oompa Loompa guy come back.
Huh. All right.
Walks back in the store. I'm like, oh, I'm glad he got his. Yeah, we got a loud street here. I'm like, well, good. I'm glad he got his tree walking out. And, you know, maybe he's not going to kill himself over, you know, our conversation.
Yeah.
But I still feel a little bad about it. So I see Oompa Loompa guy come back. Then about 5 minutes later, I see Charlie come back. And I'm like, well, this little asshole.
Called Daddy.
Has called Daddy.
Daddy Warbucks to
please,
come.
Please, Daddy, somebody was mean to me. And I'm a blah, blah, blah. And it's not Striper 1982 anymore.
All right, Hank.
So my phone starts ringing. It's Charlie. And I know what's happened, of course.
Yeah.
So I didn't answer it because I knew.
You know what's coming.
I know what's coming. So that's when I see you.
Yeah.
And get you, I'm like, can you go in here with me to, because while we were in there and they were talking about that air conditioner, I said, I will have it checked out for you.
Yeah.
Like right now, I will call the air guy. We'll get this fixed or looked at. So I was supposed to meet the air guy back over there. And I thought, well, while I'm over there, I've called the HVAC guy. I'll apologize to Spiky Hair.
Yeah, let's kill all the birds with one stone if we can.
Yeah. So me and you go over there to wait on the air conditioner, which is what they've bitched about the whole damn time.
Yeah.
Apparently from the last landlord. So we're sitting in this business waiting on the air conditioner.
And they make us wait for, what, 10 minutes, I bet?
Yeah, while they were back there talking about us.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Charlie was getting the story from Oompa Loompa on, now, what did they say? Now,
and
they
he
said
came
this.
Out.
Charlie
this,
did.
Yeah. This guy came
yeah, you
out.
Describe it.
Like a fucking, like.
Like a bull coming out of a chute.
Yes. Like he immediately, like we were sitting on like a couple of high stools.
And this is an old fat dude, about 65 years old, with this big muffin top, fat belly, just a fucking asshole.
But he's your height and he's used to intimidating people.
I guess.
He is, all right, I'm going to describe it.
Okay.
This is really the first time I think I've had a talk with him. I think I've seen him on the street before.
Right.
He's your height. And you're right.
About 6'3".
He's a bit of a muffin top, but he's like preppy boy. Like he wears just like the fly fisher jacket, fly fisherman vest, and like the most preppy.
Like the sweater vest.
Pink clothes, like a pink shirt. Like he wears like the, my dad's a lawyer and he'll sue you.
He's got snow white hair. He's 65 years old. It's a little dumpy.
He's kind of dumpy, yeah. But he's tall and he's used to intimidating people. He's used to people being afraid of him.
Yeah.
And he comes out and we're sitting on these tall stools and he gets within 8 inches of you.
He gets in our personal space.
Straight at you. Just like, it's like a lightning storm or something. He comes out already like level 10 ready to fight.
Yeah. And it's just a berating of me.
Don't you ever come in here and talk to anybody like this.
Right.
Don't you, you know, this is my business.
How dare you talk to Oompa Loompa like that? And how dare you threaten my family with lawsuits and blah, and just, and yeah, it was just, it was uncomfortable, right?
Oh, yeah, it was.
I took it for a while, did I not?
Shit.
I took it for a while.
Yeah.
I tried to let him, like, all right, let him get it out of his system.
Yeah, I was kind of impressed.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was like, wow, shit, I'm sitting here for a minute going, whoa, because he was in my space, too.
Yeah. And then finally, after enough, I'd had enough. And I've told you.
And when you stood up, y'all were nose to nose.
Yeah. And I purposely took a step towards him and got, we were probably nose inch away from each other's nose.
Yeah.
And I'm
like right here in the circle too because we were sitting at this.
And I've got Petra beside me. I've got a loaded honey badger. So I know if something happens, like she's going to jump in and like wail on this guy too. So it's going to be like a tag team. We're going to be beating this old muffin top.
And I'm thinking, you know, he's never going to expect a sucker punch from a woman my size because I'd have to go, like, swing up, you know.
So I get nose to nose. And I don't remember, you know, your adrenaline gets pumped. You don't know exactly. But it was something like he was like, you get out of my face. You back off or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I'm not backing off, asshole. I'm tired of this bullshit or whatever I said.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There was not a lot of cussing. But
he said something like,
he was like,
he said something,
you
like, want
to fight, don't you? You want to fight. And
yeah, it was something like, get out of my face. Do you want to fight? You want to fight? Is that what you want? And I made a comment at that point, like, I would kill you. Like, I would kill you in a fight.
Yeah, and that's what you said. I would kill you in a fight.
Something. Yeah. The word kill you came out. And that's when I hate these bullies. Oh, my God. If you couldn't make anybody even madder. But these bullies that pick on you and pick on you. And
until
then
you stand up to them.
And then, teacher, he hit me. Like, and it's the bully that's been picking on you the whole time.
Yeah.
Then you smack him back, and it's, teacher, he smacked me, blah, blah, blah. So this guy's like, to a little employee. You heard that. He said he wanted to kill me.
Call 911.
You heard that.
Call 911.
Call 911. He threatened to kill me.
And you this poor little employee is sitting back there like he's not doing anything. I mean, I could look. He's not doing anything. He's just sitting there slack-jawed. Okay, like he cannot believe that this stupid shit is going on.
And so they do call 911.
Did they call? Did they?
Yes, they called 911.
Well, the lawyer did later. I don't think they did then. I know that that little guy didn't.
Well, he told him to.
He told him to.
And so we're
there. He ran from you at that point. He got behind the counter.
That's right.
At that point,
he
ran from you.
That's right. As he should have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it may have only been 30 seconds that this whole, like.
It's like time
slows.
But
it felt like 30 minutes.
Time just slows, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm looking at soft spots. I'm like, okay, I could hit him in the temple. I could get him in the throat. I could kick him in the nuts. I mean,
well, and as he goes, again, we were literally nose to nose.
Yeah.
And almost in a fight. And I really was at that point, I guess he was trying to bait me into punching him. And I was kind of baiting him into punching me. Like I would have given anything if he had punched
me. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would have been my excuse to absolutely wail the tar out of this dude. And I would have absolutely destroyed him. But you can't until they give you some choice.
This is real world. They have to hit you. They have to hit you. And even then, you're probably both going to get arrested. But
So anyway, so he threatens to call 911. And he's like, you know, basically,
scurries behind his counter.
Calls 911. Kicks me out.
He calls the lawyer. All right.
And he calls his lawyer. That's right. He said, call my lawyer.
And she showed up in like 30 seconds.
She must have already been there.
She must have been sitting outside.
She must have been sitting right outside. He must have called her.
That's what they were waiting on, was her to pull in.
I bet you're right.
That's what they were waiting on to come out and talk to us. It was waiting on her. And as soon as we went, like immediately, I was like, oh, that's his girlfriend. That's Charlie's girlfriend. Charlie's got a girlfriend.
Well, they all have girlfriends. Hell, apparently Oompa Loompa found somebody that wants to fuck Striper from 1980. And Charlie's found somebody that with a little bit of money, somebody will put up with his muffin top.
Oh,
haven't seen my dick in years body.
It was a mess. And
so this lawyer, let's start with that.
Calls 911.
So we're talking to Charlie. He is
now
behind the counter. We're trying to
he's safe. He's not going
to
get his butt
kicked. And we're trying to kind of be at this point. We've separated nose to nose. He's yelled at me. We've threatened to fight each other, but we didn't because Charlie, you know, went behind the counter. We're like, at that point, we're like, can we all calm down? Okay. We all popped off a little bit here and he just wasn't having nothing of it.
He's just still trying to provoke.
So. A little lady, about 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
She says, you need to leave right now. I'm like, who the fuck are you? Where'd you come from? Is this a whole family of 4 foot Oompa Loompas? Who are you? And why are you talking to me at all?
She just is irritated that you don't know exactly who she is because she's important.
Yeah. She's some lawyer Mary. So Mary's like, oh, you remember me? I did work for you one time, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I don't remember you, but whatever. So what's the deal here? Well, you need to leave. You just need to leave. I'm calling 911. You need to step outside and get out of this door right now and get on the sidewalk. And I'm telling you, I'm like, or you're calling 911 because I own this building. Do you understand that? And I'm waiting on an air conditioner person to come. To fix the problem that this fucking asshole is complaining about.
Well, you didn't call him a fucking asshole there.
No, you didn't.
We did not, I'm going to brag on us. And
we could have handled it better.
We could have handled it better, but we could have cussed and carried on.
We could have been worse, too.
We were very, very professional
in
an unbelievable situation. Like, no, we didn't cuss and carry on.
No, we didn't do too bad. I'm embellishing a little bit while we're talking here. But, no, with him, I didn't cuss. No, not that I know of.
No. And then she just kind of, body, just got, in in front of us and just kept walking and like kind of almost walked us out of the building. Did you notice that?
Well, I let her because I do know at least one part of the law that once somebody tells you that basically you're trespassing, I want you off my property or my leased property, then you have to leave.
Yeah.
But that's the weird part is we got kicked out of our own damn building.
Yeah, we did.
I've told people that all day today. Like, that's the first time I've ever been kicked off my own piece of property.
And it was unbelievable. And then Oompa Loompa comes out to talk to me.
While we're out there. So yeah. We get kicked out of our building. We're sitting on the sidewalk in front of our own damn building.
No, that makes it sound bad. We didn't sit down. We were standing there. We're waiting.
We're standing on the sidewalk in front of our own building.
Yeah. And Oompa Loompa comes out, and he's trying to have a rational conversation with me. And I started to say something about, yeah, and your father-in-law. And Charlie comes. Did you see him come blaring out after me at that point?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, this is my part of the
story. It all blurs together.
He came shaking his finger in my face going, I'm the one that owns this building. I'm the one, or not owns this building, owns this business. I'm the one that writes the checks. I always pay my bills. I mean, I really wanted, there was the fight with you. There was the time when I really wanted to fight that old man. Like, that was the point. Like, he got up in my face, shaking his finger, like, and just, like, scathing nasty to Oompa Loompa there. And did you hear what? I mean, I don't know if you were talking to the lawyer at that point or what. And I was like, I see you for what you are. You are an ugly, horrible human being.
Good for you. I kind of remember, but, you know, in a stressful situation like that, it's been so long since I've been in that kind of a situation where you physically.
I have not been in a bully situation like that since junior high.
I don't remember the last fight I got into. It was as an adult. I mean, as a physical fight. I was probably 30. Is that the YMCA? Probably YMCA.
You told me about that.
Probably YMCA playing basketball, and I got in a fight with somebody. But, I don't know how anybody, and God, this is the weirdest. There's one in a, what we're doing compared to what I'm about to say is really not in the same realm, but at least it's a little bit. What I'm trying to say is, like, can you imagine soldiers and people in these stressful situations? That was just two people going nose to nose.
Business disagreement.
Right. And we might have fought and somebody would have thrown a punch or something.
Yeah.
But can you imagine soldiers in a
life
day-to-day, yes, with guns, and somebody might actually kill you?
No, because I was so keyed up. I had to go for a walk afterwards, and I was still thinking about it, beating it around in the shower.
It took a full...
I woke up a couple of times last night.
Yes, and that's what I hate. I hate when that gets to you, but it's just human nature. You can't stop it.
Yeah.
That adrenaline kicks in. And you're right. I didn't sleep real well, but by this morning at about 9 o'clock, it wore off. I was totally fine by then. It happened at about 4 o'clock. So from 4 o'clock in the evening till 9 o'clock this morning, that affected me to where I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was literally plotting every way possible, like wishing death on this fucking guy.
Yeah, you were.
I'd called my lawyer and had a good long conversation, like, all right, what can we do?
Yeah.
Can we say, can I sue him for, what's the word, libel and slander? Slander? Can I sue him for slander?
Mm-hmm.
Can I sue him for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to sue him for when he breaks this lease. If he just dissolves his corporation, I want to sue him personally. And all this stuff. I was going over every single option that could possibly.
I know. And it's.
We've called Marvel and DC Comics over copyright infringements. We've done everything we can.
That sounds really petty.
To defend ourselves.
That sounds really petty.
I don't care.
I
maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But this guy is infringing on copyrighted material. And I don't care. Whatever. When somebody is that much of an enemy to me, I'll do anything. Short of basically killing somebody, But
I'm just going to let you hang yourself there, Hank. That's
well, I mean, an enemy's an enemy. I mean, I want this guy, I mean, whatever could possibly be done to him within, I don't even know.
See, I'm a lot more live and let live than you are. I'm a lot more like let karma take care of him. And it will.
Sometimes you are the karma. You know, sometimes yeah. these assholes have to run across somebody that, you know.
The kind of, yeah, I understand that, but.
I don't want to be the punisher for the world, but at the same time, these assholes shouldn't get away with this.
No, they shouldn't. And he, like, I really, and let's, all right, let's continue this story.
Yeah.
Like, our AC guy came in, like, we had to reschedule, like, to take the AC guy in, and then. Then Charlie was an asshole to him too because
yeah, he almost got in the fight today. That was today.
Yeah, was telling him, well, you know, there's one unit that's only working at 85 because I just put some more Freon in it, so it's 100%. So yeah, your AC system is at 100%. It's just the equipment that you've got in here, all of the coolers for the ice cream, and you've got other hot equipment in here. It just, but yeah, he wasn't giving him the information that he wanted. So he wants to be a bully to the AC guy. And
right, he's got all this equipment in there. It's putting off heat.
Yeah.
And the HVAC guy, yeah, told him, like, dude, for any normal business, this is plenty of AC. It's
yeah.
just your equipment is the problem.
Yeah.
And all that guy didn't like that. Charlie didn't like that.
So he threw a fit and wanted to start a fight. And so it's kind of reassuring to me that we're not being jerks, that he is acting like this to other people.
Right.
But I, like.
Well, and the previous landlord called him.
Yeah.
And the previous landlord got in a fight with him today because. He's saying,
maybe we'll give this fucker a heart attack this week.
And because he's saying that the previous landlord, that he told the previous landlord he was leaving, and the previous landlord said, no, that lying asshole never said that to me. And so they called him.
Yeah.
And they got in a fight. So
he's been in multiple fights this week.
He's been in a fight with.
He's 65 years old with a muffin top.
Yes.
He's going to have a heart attack.
And his son and his Oompa Loompa. Dumbass son is fucking around on his daughter.
Son-in-law. It's his son-in-law, but.
What'd I say?
Son.
Oh, sorry. His son-in-law. Yeah.
Oompa Loompa's son-in-law. This story is so convoluted and weird to tell. God.
It's an adventure. I tell you, if you are in property management or own some property, it's an adventure with these assholes.
Yeah, this should not have been like this.
These are people that own businesses.
Yeah.
This is not like a random crack house. Where you're dealing with some crackhead. This is a.
That won't pay his rent.
Right.
No, this is someone who parks in front of his own business with one of these huge diesel trucks that cost as much as some people's houses.
It's just a crazy story. I would never believe some of the stories that we have from our property management if it didn't happen to us. If it didn't happen to me personally and somebody told me the story I just told you, oh, it's full of. That's bullshit. There's no possible way. Yes.
And it was so weird because I was like, why are you wanting me to go with you? And like, and you're like, it's going to be a confrontation. It's going to be bad. I need you to go with me. And I was just like, is it going to be this bad? And then this guy comes raging out of there and it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it is. It's. I wanted you there as a witness for exactly the same reason what you just said. It makes you feel better. When you see that he fights the HVAC guy and he gets in a fight with a previous landlord because, again.
And how many times did he say, I've been in business in this town for years. And I mean, he's so arrogant.
And you know, I had watched the night before that, we had watched The Big Lebowski. And they must say the word dude 50,000 times in that movie. So
how many
times
did you call him dude?
I guess a lot. I mean, you're stressed, and I must have. I say that is a little filler term I would use when, like, yeah, come on, man. We can work this out, can't
come
we?
Come on, dude.
Come on, dude. We're adults
he's just
here.
Like, my name is not dude.
Yeah, he pulled that on me. He said, yeah, he got kind of close again. Listen, my name is Charlie. It's not man. It's not dude. It's like really?
Oh, he just, like, he is such a goddamn bully that if you don't kiss his ass, then he's going to punish you. He wants you under his thumb, just the way Oompa Loompa is. And that's why Oompa Loompa fucks the girls that work and scoop the ice cream.
Oh, my God. What a soap opera.
It is absurd. It is the craziest. I'm going to be so glad for that shit to be gone.
And they're bitching about their HVAC, which, thanks to their equipment, is not adequate. It's adequate for any other business on Earth.
Yeah.
But their bullshit equipment is why.
And they have bitched and carried on about it. And if...
Well, what's the temperature supposed to be tomorrow?
Oh, it's supposed to be 75, isn't it?
It's supposed to be almost 80, 78.
Oh, it's going
to
be miserable in here.
Isn't it great?
I
want to sit chairs out front and just watch these assholes. Yeah. Just watch them bitch. I want to watch them walk in and out of the place, open those doors. They keep thinking, yeah, I want to see them squirm.
I do too. I hate to admit that, but yeah, I'm kind of enjoying their petty suffering. I'm an asshole.
Yes. So take that, Charlie and Oompa Loompa.
Oh, God. What? Just.
What a life these people must live. It's comical.
You know, he's praying for your death.
I'm praying for his, too. It'll balance each other out.
He's praying for your death.
I pray for his.
Can I hang a voodoo doll in the window? He can see it from down there.
Like I said, I can't kill him. I won't want to do that, but I honest to God wish he would die.
I want
to
hang a voodoo doll.
If I could somehow snap my fingers, never get caught, somehow some cosmic thing, yes, I would do it. Come on, let's try it right now. Maybe that worked.
I'll let you know next week.
Maybe that worked. If he died, yeah, if he died tonight, that would be just phenomenal.
It was just the craziest, weirdest crap ever.
It is. And, you know, we've said it before. I guess it's part of life. Like we said this whole time, you, at some point in your life,
you have to stand up for yourself.
At any part.
What was it he said about me? Oh, it's good to see the little wife supporting her husband. I wanted to rip his nuts off so fucking bad.
Oh, my God.
He had me to the point. Hank, you just don't understand how bad I really wanted to jump on that motherfucker.
Oh, I think I do.
At least as bad as you did.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to fight.
We did. It'd been like big time wrestling. I was gonna tag you in so you could have honey badgered him right up.
I'm the marmot on the leash.
That's right. And you know that's all over town. I've already, because of our lawyer, I told the story to my buddy who's a lawyer in town, who that's the one I was wanting to sue every way possible.
Yeah.
And then some of the city people I had to go talk to this morning. And first,
you told them?
Well, yeah, I told one of them last night, and then another one, a different person, was joking with me. They're like, you got your boxing gloves on there today? So, yeah. And then they were joking. I told him the story, which he had a good point. He's like, well, that's absurd. Of course you're not going to sue the four-year-old. They don't have any assets yet. So everybody in town, they know this guy's such an asshole.
It
was just my turn to have a run-in with him.
Because he acts so holier than thou, and like everybody knows that I'm a good man. Like, he was so insulted when I said, I see you for what you are, and you're ugly and vile inside. He was really upset about that. I caught him.
He was also upset, too. I don't remember exactly how I said it, but I said something to the effect of yeah, that's real Christian of you, jerk.
Good.
It was something like that. Yeah, you're acting real Christian here. Jackass. Or whatever the word. I don't know what I said, but yeah, you're
it's
acting.
It's just hard. Like, unless there's an actual recording, it's hard to even, Like, you know what you meant in the moment. You know what you should have said in the moment. You know what you fantasize you could have said and done.
It's never.
And then there's really what happened. Yeah. It's four different things.
And it's never like the movies. Like, I'm sure if we watched that on video, it would be like,
oh my God, we're idiots.
It'd be like one of these YouTube videos that we watch. We're like, look, these idiots. What's these dumbasses getting this fight? That would have been us.
That would have been us.
Saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong whatever. Exactly. We'd have been just a bunch of hillbillies.
You know what? We came back and we were so happy because we did support each other. We were just like, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Well, and like I said, that adrenaline gets pumping. Yeah. And all last night, I kind of stewed on it and thought about it. It's just and as I was outside, you get physical. Like physical things.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot, and while we were standing after he had kicked us out, and we were on the sidewalk, and you're right, we actually didn't sit down. I thought about it, but we just stood around, I guess.
Yeah, that looked like jackasses.
But, like, my mouth was so cottony and dry. Yeah. Like, I got cotton mouth, the worst I've ever got in my life. And obviously, it was some kind of a fight or flight reaction to all the adrenaline, but I don't remember having that before. Did you? Have you been in a fight that you can remember that, or some stressful situation? I'm talking like I could barely talk. Like I had to, it was crazy.
Like clear your throat. No, this is really weird. You're going to laugh about this. I didn't tell you about this. I, like last month, and I think maybe earlier this month, we were dealing with like elevator companies, like the buildings that we bought. Some of them have elevators, and we've got like multiple like elevator companies doing maintenance. And there was one that kept emailing me, but there's a contract. And it's like, well, it's not with us. But I got an email one morning from him. I'm sitting at the computer. I look at it, and it was another one from this guy. And I had the worst fight or flight response to this freaking email. Like, you would have thought that, like, somebody, like, I didn't get as upset when somebody walked in our door up here.
Yeah.
Like, we had somebody that was trying to bring rent, and they just came in the bottom door and came up and just walked right on in on me because the door wasn't locked.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, why are you in here? It didn't upset me. But this email, like, it was terror. It was like ice water in my veins. I it was the weirdest, like, and I responded to it and it was fine and he's over it and they know that we're, you know, the contract is canceled.
Yeah.
But wow, like there was that and I was like, God, what is wrong with my body? And I was not nearly that upset with this. I was much more level headed and like, where am I going to hit? What am I going to, I mean, like I was like Sherlock Holmes in that movie, figuring out where his weakness is and how I'm going to take, I mean, cause he's 6'3", I'm 5'6". Like I'm planning how to take him on my own.
He'd kill us if he sat on us, that big muffin top of his. But you know, our monkey brains, we're not fully equipped to deal with all
that
this stuff
chaos.
Yet.
Yeah.
Like your email. Like, yeah, that shouldn't cause that.
God, it was crazy. It was awful feeling.
But that's the same reaction that your body has. Like that's what's not fair about our body, or it's not evolved. And we've stopped evolving. But it's not fair that our body produces the same chemicals and the same thoughts in our head with an email
that being chased by a tiger would do.
Right. Right. I mean, that's the same thing that's happening. Mm-hmm. And clearly these two situations are not
totally
equal.
Different. Yes. Totally right? Different. Yeah.
And you can tell yourself, I know we've watched videos and we've been to counseling. We've read books. You can, as many times as you want, try to meditate and, oh, don't worry about it. It's just an email. This guy, you can't help it sometimes.
When somebody is in your face yelling at you, there is an automatic body response. Unless you're a freaking monk. Unless you're a Tibetan monk who has meditated
exactly
for weeks to handle this situation.
Right.
It's just going to be bad.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was weird.
So, there you go. There's our 2 weeks.
We almost got in a fight.
2 weeks into retirement, almost getting a fist fight.
We're going to take up.
Jeez.
I really was.
We're never going to survive. We're never going to survive retirement.
That was bad. That was bad, Hank.
So there's our story. That's taken up this whole time, and I don't care.
This is why we've kind of put off podcasting, was just so that we could bring this special edition to you.
A special edition of the hillbilly tag team wrestling duo of Hank and Petra. Wrestling.
It would have been SmackDown MMA.
And you know, the HVAC guy that came over there today, he does practice MMA and did some amateur like MMA stuff.
Well, I talked to my mom and I was kind of telling her like a summation of this. And I was like telling her about him. And I'm like, all right, he's about my height, maybe a little bit taller, and he ain't got a neck.
Yeah. And that guy, the HVAC guy, you know, he told me, he's like, I've never in my life, and HVAC people run up against some jerks. He said, that is by far the most obnoxious, abrasive human being that I've ever met in my life.
It makes me feel so much better. Yeah. It really does. I mean, the last thing you would want to do is pick a fight with our guy. I didn't know he did MMA.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, he is like a tank. He really is like a tank.
Ted would and could literally kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, you get MMA people, when you get somebody in those chokeholds, if you don't let go, they die. That's what MMA is.
Yeah. It's extreme combat. But
right. Oh. So yeah. So yeah. More people than just us want this asshole dead.
I'm proud of him, because like I know I really, really wanted him to swing, because I wanted one excuse.
I do have a few things at the end of this, real quick. The I wanted to thank Shadow Hand on Twitter. Hope you're out there, Shadowland. Listen to our show. That was an awesome. She sent us a little.
Yes.
It was basically a little meme. No, not really a meme. It's like an old school like joke, like how you had to do it in the old days of like typing it out on a real piece of paper.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have it up?
We'll get it up. Why don't you tell everybody where we're located while I'm getting it up?
Oh, all right. Anybody that wants to hunt us down, we're at hillbillynerdtalk.com. And on hillbillynerdtalk.com, I can't talk anymore. You can find Hank's Twitter account. He's very active on there. My Pinterest account, I'm a pinaholic. And Hank's Facebook account.
Yeah. I'll find us. And hopefully support us in some way.
Yeah. Spread the word. Better. Make us feel better.
We need love. No, this is and this is right up our alley. It's supposedly from a landlord to the residents of a apartment complex.
Yeah.
And this makes me think of our renters.
It does. It does, especially after this week. And we need this joke this week.
Yeah. Here's some 15 things from, well, I don't know if they're all 15. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, come on. They're great. They're great.
Number one, no trash bags placed outside your door. That sounds reasonable.
Uh-huh.
No loud music after 10 o'clock. No yodeling at any time.
No yodeling. Number four, do not feed the squirrels nachos.
I could totally see us, our jackasses doing that.
Number five, do not change the sign for the fitness center so it reads fatness center.
Do not pull out Yu-Gi-Oh cards and threaten to send residents to the, quote, shadow realm, end quote. That's a good one. Go for number seven.
All right. Do not climb other people's balconies while drunkenly yelling, I am Spider-Man.
Number eight, no zip lines.
That sounds like me in college.
Yeah, that seems a little overboard.
Yeah.
But I see where they're going with it.
Yep.
Number nine, do not place rent checks in a bear trap outside the rental office. Cute.
Number 10, do not make rent checks out to you greedy motherfuckers.
That is good.
Yes.
You know, the old, in the memo of checks, I still like to do this to somebody sometimes if I know them.
For sexual massage.
For sexual favors. Something. That is so funny to do.
I know. And the bank
never,
just laughs.
Never
you
gets
know
old.
The bank just laughs.
Number 11, do not yell at the moon. That's all in capital letters.
Who yells at the moon?
Exactly.
I howl at the moon. I don't yell at it.
I like the word yell.
Yeah.
That is good. I can just see some, yeah. That conjures up a good mental image. Number 12.
Yes. Do not enter the laundry room in a lunchador mask and attempt to wrestle other residents. I'm going to guess that those are the Mexican wrestling match.
I'm going to guess so, too. The Nacho Libras or whatever they are.
Yes, yes.
No trick-or-treating unless you're a kid and it is Halloween. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Do not yell, order up, and throw hot dogs at people as they walk past your window. Who the fuck does that?
I don't know, but I would do that. Order up. Remember a few years ago, the, what was it called? When, fire in a hole.
Yeah, yeah.
When they got your order wrong at a drive-thru and you threw it back in, God, that'd be awesome.
Did I tell you about my angry fit that I had on, it was McDonald's in Savannah?
I don't know. Let's hear it.
Oh, this was great. I had worked really, really late one night, and they had the McRibs, and I know it's gross, but I love a McRib sandwich. Like, I would deal with the diarrhea from the bun just to have a McRib sandwich. They are really good. Nasty, oh,
wow.
Nasty sandwiches.
Put up with celiac disease diarrhea for it.
Yeah.
Damn,
but,
that's a testimonial.
I haven't done
right
that
there.
In a long time. But it may not taste as good as it used to. I don't know. I don't know. But anyhow, this was before I knew that was what made my guts hurt. But I was waiting in line for my McRib sandwich, and it's like, I didn't get off work until like after 11. So I'm waiting. Finally, they hand a bag out to me. And I always check my order because I'm not an idiot. And they gave me a Big Mac. So I knock on the door, and they're like, we're out of McRib. Slam the door in my face. So I open this motherfucker up, like, into two halves because it's a Big Mac. And I paint the window with it. I go, two halves, like one on
good.
Half. And they are looking, there are three people inside this McDonald's looking completely horrified, like nobody has ever done this shit to them before.
Great.
And I just got back in my car and drove off.
Great. Fire in a hole. That's what I say. I'm tired of these dumbasses.
Right. Number 15.
I like number 15.
You
I would do this.
One. Yeah.
Do not attach basketball hoops above residents' doors. Knock and then dunk on them when they answer. God, that would be fun.
That would be funny.
This
would be an interesting neighbor.
Yeah, this apartment complex would be a fun place to live, apparently. Well, it used to until they stopped all this.
Yeah. I don't know. It might be, like, you might have, like, stress disorder living there if you had that neighbor, too.
This is all officially typed up. Moving forward, failure to abide by these rules will be grounds for eviction. Thank you, management.
Somebody was a pain in the butt to live near. All right, everybody. We had a great time talking to you tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.